Now, it is substantially cheaper to fill your car with petrol north of the border. In fact, there's now a 25% difference in fuel prices between Northern Ireland and the Republic. Forecourt owners in the Republic say that the higher cost of fuel is damaging their business, and already several have closed as customers flock across the border for cheaper fuel. There can be a difference of up to €13 filling a tank with petrol. Our reporter Charlie McGinley spoke to customers as they filled up in Athlocloy in County Tyrone.
It's definitely cheaper in the north than it is in the south. I used to always get my diesel across in the south, and then one day I actually calculated, and that's a good long time ago, and it was working out about 6p a litre cheaper in the north. So now I do get it up in the north.
There is a huge difference in the north and the south now, and a lot of people are coming across the border.
I find it definitely cheaper in the north to get fuel. I actually work in the south, and whenever I would go to work, I would buy my fuel in the north, where years ago it would have been total opposite. You know, my friends all would have come from the north over the border to get the fuel, but definitely times have changed in that aspect of things, yeah.
The increased cost is down to higher excise duty tax and carbon tax in the south. According to Kevin McPartlin, CEO of Fuels for Ireland, a national lobby group for the fuel sector.
As I was coming to meet you, Charlie, I saw the local forecourt near me, and it was 1.65 a litre today. Of that, a euro is going straight to the government in the form of various different taxation, levies and charges. So the British government made a decision in the aftermath of the invasion of Ukraine, when prices were flying. People remember we were 2.15, 2.20 some places a litre. The British government made a decision to reduce the excise duty that they charged at that time to take some of the sting out of it for consumers. And the Irish government did the same. But the British government didn't fully reinstate that, whereas the Irish government did. So that's a very large reason why there's a big price differential. There's also the fact we charge much more in carbon tax, we charge much more in VAT. So that euro that we're paying in tax in Ireland is meaning that we are among the highest prices for fuel in the European Union.
Kevin McPartlin says the price difference is causing a real problem for retailers in the border counties,
because they're competing with people who north of the border can charge 20 cents a litre less, and any consumer is going to vote with their feet, and it's crossing the border. And that has meant forecourts have closed, people have lost jobs, people have lost businesses, a real problem. And those communities have lost not just the place where they buy their petrol and diesel, but also the place maybe where they get their dry cleaning done, or where there's a deli counter, or maybe where the local post office was sited.
The disparity in prices was the main reason a Texaco filling station in Muff in County Donegal, which straddles the border, was forced to close last week. It once employed 50 people, and the owner, Colin McKenna, had been in business for 25 years.
The price differential between north and south makes it no longer sustainable for even long-term businesses like our own here. We're here since 1999. Excise duty in the south then was a lot lower than in the north on fuel, and therefore it was viable. In the last year we have lost over 100,000 in trading, so we had no choice but to close. It's a shame for a lot of the local staff that were employed. It's not that hard, or not that easy to get jobs around here. And a lot of our regular customers miss the routine of their usual filling station.
Paul Harkin owns the Applegreen in St Johnstone on the Donegal Derry border.
Look, fuel for us at the moment, it's been pretty dire for the last couple of years. We haven't really recovered since COVID times. It's as cheap now to buy fuel in the north. Like Donegal would have, for the last number of years, would have got a lot of trade out in Northern Ireland. And I suppose as a border county, we rely a lot on that. But with the price now being as keen in the north, what you would be fearful of is that, you know, people would be going maybe to the north to shop and that, and they'd end up buying fuel and stuff there. So there's a lot of trade that Donegal is getting out of fuel sales predominantly, that we feel that that's maybe going to dwindle and maybe become non-existent going forward.
And that report was from Charlie McGinley. It's 10 to 9.